This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can.
The doo-doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Of course, joining me today is Big Shot.
There's a lot of bees in the world.
The NFC playoffs. Number six, the six-seeded Lions are facing the number three-seeded Seahawks Saturday in Seattle. Who do you got?
Seattle.
Or who works there, X-Factor, and who you got?
Seattle is an eight-point favorite.
And the game starts at 8:15, by the way.
The X factor is Matthew Stafford. Like, this guy has to play one of his best games of his life if they are going to go into CenturyLink Field and pull a major upset by beating Seattle at home on Saturday night. It's going to be loud. It's going to be. Let me look at the temperature.
By the way, 39 degrees. Seattle is 8-0 the last eight home games in the playoffs.
There you go. There you go. I got Seattle. Unless Matthew Stafford is otherworldly, Seattle wins this game. They win convincingly, man.
This is going to be one of those games where something funny is going to happen. You know, like a couple years ago, you had the Green Bay and Seattle game, NFC Championship. They came back. That bad onside kick got them back into the game and everything else. The X factor for me is Golden Tate. He's going back into Seattle. He needs to show up big time for them. And get, first of all, Jim Bob Cooter, I love your name. I just want to say your name on the show. Don't call a running play the whole game. Don't. spread them out five wide. Four. Spread them out four wide. Put Ebron in there as a tight end.
Mm.
And just, okay, have Zinner in there. Have him to block. That is it. Have them block. You run four wide receivers and a tight end.
What could help them is if they could run the football. If Zinner or Riddick or somebody could find a way to get some positive yards.
Start four wide. I'm telling you, go four wide. Second half, you won't try to run.
Start four wide. Play with some tempo. See if you can get a lead. Right, because, see if you can put 21, 27 on the board real quick.
You need to break one. And because you're not going to run the ball in the first half against Seattle at all. I don't think you're running the second half. But if you're up by 10, 20 points in the going in the second half, you can win this game in Seattle.
It sure helped Carolina out last year, jumping on Seattle quick.
But they
knew
they were aggressive in that game.
Exactly.
You know, you can't sit back and try to run the ball and hope somebody breaks one. That's not how it's going to work. So – you got the Seahawks winning.
I got Hawks.
84% of people are picking them on NFL.com. I will not be one of those people. I'm going with the Lions.
He's taking the Lions.
I'm going to take the leap of faith here. Listen, I already took the Raiders. I'll take the Lions also. I don't trust Seattle. This year is a different – I think this year is going to be a different year in the playoffs where you'll see something that you don't usually see. That means the Cowboys win. In the next round. That means the Giants losing. I just, you know, the Raiders winning with a third-string quarterback. Well, of course, they're playing Brock Osweiler. But I think Detroit wins. I think they jump on them early. I really do. I think they break one open a couple plays. I think special teams might come into effect in this game. Andre Roberts isn't bad. I'll go 35-28.
Looking for a shootout, huh?
Yeah. Because I don't think they'll be able to stop Matthew Stafford.
Over under is 43. So I think they expect a little scoring.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Because listen, by the way, Detroit's defense is awful. But so is that the biggest one of the biggest pressures in this offseason or this postseason's got to be the Seahawks offensive line.
Period.
No, the offensive line. Well, okay, the offense. But the offensive line has been horrible all year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they don't have to step up. I don't think they can.
Rawls isn't Marshawn Lynch, fellas. And Marshawn Lynch isn't walking back through this door.
And watch Enzi get a sack or two.
Oh, Ziggy Ensah.
Ensah, right?
Something like that.
But then, so I've got lines.
Ziggy Ensah.
The game of the weekend has to be number 5 Giants against the 4 seed Packers. Who's your X factor? Who wins?
Green Bay 4.5 point favorite. 44.5 is the over under 13 degrees. You know who the X factor is. It's for both teams, it's the quarterback. Which quarterback is going to play good enough to get their team over the hump? Because neither team has much of a running game to talk about. And both defenses are suspected and can give up points.
Now, watch Paul Perkins. I disagree because last week he had 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, Paul Perkins
and
is
the last 4 weeks
show
of the season, he's been – and I like Paul Perkins. I do. We're on team, but he's – watch out for him.
Which team can find a running game and which quarterback is going to make enough plays? Because at the end of the day, though, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close in the fourth quarter, and it's going to come down to who has the ball last. I like Big Blue, man. I'm going to take Eli, 27-23, New York football Giants.
I will say that the X factor for me, I'm going to go Mike McCarthy, and here's why. Do not try to run it in the first half against the Giants. The same thing I said about the Lions. Do the same thing. Spread them out. That is the only way you want to beat them. Because that defense line is that good, the secondary can be beat. Janoris Garbage Jenkins can be beat. And ever who's on the other side. DRC is the best corner they have. I mean, Rogers Cromartie had 2 picks last week. But they have a safety, not Landon Collins, but the other guy. You can attack that side of the field. So if the Packers can get the deep pass going, I'm so afraid the Packers are going to try to run it 20 times in the first half for -5 yards and be down by 20. Because nobody's going to be able to stop Beckham. You got to do time possession, 5 yards at a time, dink and dunk. That's the only way you're going to beat this Giants team. Unless you can get one over top, which is going to be tough. I'm going to go with the Packers to win. I'm nervous about even picking the Packers to win, but I think the Packers win 24. And remember, the Giants' offense has not been lighting on fire, by the way. I mean, they haven't scored more than 20 points. They have not scored more than 30 points all season. And the Packers are on a 7-game winning streak. I'll go with the Packers. I think they'll win 24-21.
Man, if the Giants game is anything like the Packers Cardinal game was last year, look out. Look out.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if it's even close, it's going to be insane.
I know Cowboys fans just saw this pass through, but Randy Gregory suspended for a year. Good thing this guy, I forgot who was stepping up for y'all playing DN. What's his name?
Crawford? David Irving.
Yeah. Good thing David Irving has emerged as a player. It's Randy Gregory. My goodness, man. What are you doing?
Dummy.
I think that was a Jerry Jones piss because Stephen Jones didn't want that kid. I do not think Stephen Jones wanted that kid. Jerry Jones was like, yo, we can take him. We can hire security, yada, yada, yada. And it just didn't work out. This kid doesn't want to be helped.
No.
So you just got to let kids go.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to.
Same thing you had to do with Johnny Manziel. You just got to let him go, man.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had a lot of red flags. And, you know, like you said, we took a chance. We do that a lot. We take chances to see if we.
Sometimes they pan out, sometimes they don't. Like, Lyle Collins has been an absolute great chance to take.
Oh, by the way, that was one other one I meant to mention. We also signed offensive guard Jonathan Cooper.
I saw that.
So, if He played for the Browns. They cut him. If Cleveland cuts you, that usually means you're in for an all-pro season the next game or the next season.
Because he hyped just to be out of Cleveland. Like, I'm not in Cleveland no more.
Yes. Well, I mean, look at Taylor Gabriel.
Right.
I mean, the guy's been on
fire. Well, he's playing with probably the league MVP this year, so that helps.
That's very true. But anyway, that's the playoffs for this weekend. And I could see the Giants win. We'll see. I wouldn't be mad if we get another chance at them. So
I mean, to win the Super Bowl, you got to beat its best teams. Nobody's giving the Vince Lombardi trophy away.
That's true. No, I agree. All right, let's go into money player, cash money players of the week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right, you got any players of the week?
Let's go with Amanda Nunez. The dismantling of Ronda Rousey Friday night. My goodness, them hands were lightning quick, and they looked to be razor sharp as Ronda bled profusely after punch after punch after punch. Way to go. She looks hungry. Nunez is going to be around to stay. Let's give it up for – let's not give it up for the Duke Blue Devils. I was going to give it up for y'all, man. Y'all crushed Georgia Tech last night, but – Grayson Allen just stained the program, so I can't show them any love like I want to. Let me think of anybody else. Kemba Walker, 37 on New Year's Eve against the Cleveland Cavaliers in a losing effort, but did all he could to keep the team in the game. Let's get Kemba Walker to the All-Star game, please. At Kemba Walker, hashtag NBA vote. You can get this man to New Orleans to represent your Charlotte Hornets. That's who I'm looking out for this week.
All right, I've got a couple. NC State's Dennis Smith records first triple-double ACC game since 2011. Last night's win over number 21, Vitech, 104-78.
Damn, ooh, State got 104.
104, dude. Ain't that the team y'all got clobbered by?
They didn't play in Blacksburg. They were hyped for us. They brought it down playing in Raleigh.
Still, I'll take it. Yamir Yager, some NHL. You see, Scott, we do talk about NHL for a few minutes.
95-year-old Yamir Yager?
He moves into fifth all-time in assist after second period.
He's only fifth?
He's fifth in assist. Isn't he's second in points, sir.
But ain't he like 60?
He's 44. 44.
And you only fifth?
Yeah.
How many more years you got to play?
He's about done. So my other players of the week. Muggsy Bogues, the shortest player to ever play NBA among first-time candidates. The Pro Bowl players, Dak and Zeke, congrats all to y'all that made it. DeMarcus Cousins records 55 points a couple weeks ago. Got to talk about that.
Boogie can score. His Boogie. Team don't win.
No. Oh, here you go. Yamir Yager moves in second on NHL's all-time points list, finally.
We'll never catch
He ain't getting the great one.
Sorry, homie.
Beckham Jr. ties Randy Moss for most 100-yard receiving games in first three seasons. Also ties fastest to 4,000 yards. Cowboys, of course, clinched the NFC East and the home field through the playoffs. Idaho wins third bowl game in school history with 61-50 of Colorado State.
Idaho, boss.
Yeah, Idaho. Edwin Encarnacion signs with the Indians. 3 years, $60 million deal. Includes a 40-year club option, $5 million buyout. We didn't get to talk about it, but I'm going to mention it now. Zeke Elliott for jumping in the Salvation Army bucket after a touchdown score.
That was great.
Salvation Army reports $182,000 in online donations overnight in 12 and a half hours after he scored a touchdown.
They need them to jump in the buckets every week. That's 61%
increase. Why not? That he should. And then how dare you, Beckham Jr. and all you other ones complaining? Well, I would have got fined. It's the Salvation Army.
But Beckham would have got fined. Did Zeke got fined?
No, he didn't.
They didn't find him?
No, they didn't find him. If they did, he was going to do he was going to match it and then donate to Salvation Army. So I think they should find him just for that.
That's that cowboy bias right
there.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Cowboys.
Dude, it was a freaking bucket. I think all the celebrations should be allowed anyway. Matt Stafford and wife adopt a family for Christmas of Detroit police officer who was shot and killed. Matt Stafford does a lot, man. He's an amazing guy. Army breaks school record for rushing touchdowns in season 46, dating back to 1945.
Way to go, Army.
Dez Bryant, it's a lot of Cowboys love here, becomes the fifth player in NFL history to have two receiving touchdowns and one passing. By the way, did you not love the pass? Come on, man.
With the left hand, too.
Come on, left hand. Why didn't we save it for the playoffs?
Because that stuff ain't going to work. You can bring it out again. It can be a good situation. It could be like the screen double pass. Like they throw the screen pass to Dez, like it's a screen pass, but it's a long pass from Dez to Terrence Williams.
Yeah, I loved it. Cowboys stumping the Lions on Monday night, 42-21, a couple weeks ago. Randy Foy, game winner versus the Hornets.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Well, it was a good game winner. You
shouldn't get no sunshine love.
Dude, you got to give some love to Randy Foy.
No, hell.
He ain't got none since he went to Villanova. Hell. And the Cavs beat the Warriors on Christmas Day on a winner by Kyrie.
Well, that was a good game, man. Richard Jefferson. Man, he had a couple huge dunks in that game.
Miami's Brad Kaya, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns. He declared for the draft, so he's coming out. He's the number 4 quarterback.
He might be a solid pickup if you can get him later.
I could in Dallas. I'd like him to be my backup because he ain't Garrett Sanchez. Lions' Matthew Stafford breaks Dan Marino's NFL record for fastest at 30,000 yards. Watch out. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates moves into tie for first on NFL receiving touchdowns. Matt Ryan breaks his own franchise record for passing yards in a season. Drew Brees throws for 5,000 yards in the season for the fifth time. There's only 4 that have done it once. And, of course, I got to give it to Clemson for their thumping Ohio State. 31-0.
Ohio State.
And Austin Matthews, Chris Kreider, Marc-Andre Fleury named 3 stars of the week in NHL.
Oh, yeah, and Greg Olsen had his 3rd consecutive 1,000-yard season, first tight end NFL history to do that, man. Way to go.
You got to give him love for that. Moving to college football real fast. Of course, I said Clemson beat Ohio State. Alabama beat Washington. Bama versus Clemson tile game. First time ever, back-to-back years. The tile game is Monday night. Who wins?
We're not surprised. I have had Clemson and Alabama all year, and I'm still rolling with Clemson. I think they can get it done this year. Come on, Clemson, man. Get it done this year.
I'm going with Bama.
Man, that's the easy pick. Why do you always want to go with Bama?
First of all, I'm going with Bama because Bama isn't Clemson. Clemson is a rival. Too legit didn't know, but NC State and Clemson are an actual rival.
Are they?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
They play a bowl every season.
What game
is it? It's a textile bowl.
Really?
Yes. Really? You didn't know that?
No.
Man, I got to teach you guys this stuff.
Nobody is all hyped about it. They're more hyped about playing South Carolina.
I'm hyped. I'm hyped every year. That's my biggest game every year.
The Clemson game.
All right. Well, there you go. You stole my thing. I know that one didn't go. Oh, it's only Blake. It's good. I'm going to go with Bama. Listen.
Sorry, Blake.
I can see Clemson winning it. I'm not hoping they do because I just – come on.
Man, what? That would be great for Dabo.
No.
And the Clemson program.
No, it wouldn't. They already got one championship. They don't need another one.
They don't need another one?
No, they're good.
The ACC don't need a championship?
Listen, I'm ACC, but – and next week we'll do a hot sauce about college football and the rankings and all that. But first
– and if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
We got 2 words. Let's go into 2 words. First, NFL TV ratings dropped 8%. Average regular season game watched by 1.4 million viewer people than last season.
More outlets. What I mean by more outlets is there's just more stuff to watch now. Netflix, Vimeo, Apple TV. WWE Network 24/7. There's just more
stuff. You think more streaming?
There's more streaming. It's just more stuff to watch, man. And plus, Peyton Manning went away. So just more outlets. More outlets. That's what I think it is. NFL is fine.
You hit a key point, but I think more star power. Cam Newton had a bad season. All right. I mean, Peyton Manning went away, like you said. Tom Brady didn't play the first four games.
Mm-hmm.
You had two rookies in Dallas, so you didn't know what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next season, man, Zeke and Dak don't get a lot of love all the time. And they got it towards the end of the season. They were on prime time all the time. But where's your stars at? Where are your stars at? I mean, Aaron Rodgers came on late. I mean, Matt Ryan. No one cares about Atlanta. The only people who care about Atlanta Falcons are people in Atlanta.
That's true.
I have a friend in California, but you know, that likes Atlanta. But even the Carolina, they were the third or fourth team when there was no NFL team here.
The national anthem thing was a black
eye. That's a little bit, yeah.
The continued violence amongst these players and the off-the-field issues is another contributing factor. It's like, I don't want my kids watching these clowns trying to be role models after guys that do stuff like this. So it's a lot of contributing factors that go into it. And then the game is violent. Like, my wife is on an NFL boycott because she doesn't like the violence of the game.
All right.
There is a lot of things.
I think it's a lot more
of contributing factors.
I think the biggest factor, besides the superstar, there's not really – it's garbage. The game, a lot of these games are garbage.
That's true.
I mean, dude, look at the teams this year.
I mean, I've had trouble staying awake for the entirety of Panther games. Like, it'd be a slow moment where both teams are punting, straight punting, more garbage foot, tackle ball. I'm going to start calling it tackle ball. Come on, let's call it what it is. And I fall asleep. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, man, how did they get three?
Do you realize there was two ties this year, right, in football games? There was two ties, first of all. There's 18 teams with losing records. And I'm including 8-8 teams.
8-8 is 500.
That's a losing record. All right, that's a losing record. All right, fine, you take that out, 16. 16 teams had a losing record. That's more than half.
Hey,
that is sad. You got one division that had one team over 500. That was the NFC West.
Oh yeah,
the Tampa South. Bay was 9-7.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to say it's and the NFC, the AFC South AFC was garbage. South,
no. They had two teams 9-7, one 8-8, and one 3-13. At least they had a team that was. I mean, well, now wait a minute. The NFC West, though. I mean, you got 4-12 and 2-14. You got the Rams and the Niners.
And they had the Cardinals, who were, what,
7-8-1.
Wow.
But, I mean, look at the league. You look at the major cities in this league. All right?
Chicago, not there. Los Angeles, right. Not there. D.C., not there. One of the New York teams, not there.
Well, look at your major teams.
Philadelphia, right? Not there.
New England's there. Okay. I mean, Miami, Pittsburgh, but, okay, Houston. Not major city. Kansas City.
No, definitely not a major city.
Kansas City. Dallas, yeah. New York and Giants. I mean, Washington, Philly, Green Bay. Green Bay's every year. Detroit, not as much as Chicago, like you said. And your MVP from last year went from a hero to a zero.
But I think the ratings are going to be higher for the playoffs this year than they were last year. Because Dallas is there, Pittsburgh is there, Green Bay is there, Big Blue is in. So teams have big fan followings are in.
Wait, the Raiders.
The Raiders are in.
For the first
Seattle's
time
in. New England's in. Those are teams with big fan bases that have, you know, culture.
Right. But, yeah, the playoffs, I agree. I think it'll be a much higher.
I think the Raiders are going to be better.
Next year. The NFL has to do a better job of the Thursday night games and the primetime games. The Cleveland Browns and the Jags playing. We don't want to see that every week. They need to do a better job of influence these other bad teams to actually get better.
If you have to put a bad team on Thursday night, then just make it a y'all should make Thursday night just division night. Like, pick a division. This is your Thursday night. And y'all can keep going through that.
But stay away from the AFC South.
Yeah.
Because that's usually a bad game.
No, unless you got Indy and maybe Tennessee going at it. I can stand to watch that. I could definitely stand to watch that. Yeah. I don't want to see Brock Osweiler.
It depends if the Jags get a better coach. They might be in better next year. It
might be. They got a lot of young talent.
You know, instead of Rooney Rule, won't we do a winner rule where you actually hire a good coach?
Bring Lovie Smith back to the league, please.
Stop hiring these recycled doormats. I mean, Mike Shanahan's talking about getting a job again. Do you not remember the last job he got?
He won two Super Bowls.
In 1980?
He made Robert Griffin rookie of the year.
And then he ran him into the ground.
It wasn't his fault. Robert Griffin's body couldn't hold up the NFL.
Yeah, it's coach's fault, too. Going back to two words for you. Saban says players skipping bowl games are a product of college football. Is it good? Probably not. But you can you blame the kids?
True words. Kids are scared to get hurt. Look at the tight end for Michigan. It's supposed to be a first-round pick, top tight end taken. Blew his Achilles. Now they talking about he might fall to third or fourth round. Cost himself millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So, true words, man.
You know where this is headed. This is headed into they're going to try to change the 3 years into a year or 2 years. So that will probably be coming up next year, if not.
I can't see the NCAA agreeing to that, man. They're going to lose. They would lose so much money. They don't want to lose money.
Well, I'm going to tell you, these kids, if you don't want to play a bowl game, fine. Don't play a bowl game. These bowl games need to mean something. That's the thing. They don't mean anything anymore.
I mean, or just express how important it is to your teammates. Right. I mean, Dalvin Cook, yes, it was the Orange Bowl, but really, did he have to play? We knew what he was going to do.
I was going to say, get used to it. Because, I mean,
it's not going away. No. It's not going away.
Giants fined $150,000, McAdoo $50,000 for illegal use of walkie-talkies in game versus Cowboys. I got two words. Go cheaters. You're cheaters, just like the Patriots. Hey. Let's give you some hate.
Hey, you said it. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So they was trying to win.
That's what cost us as an L was those damn walkie talkies.
Talkies. Hey Eli, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now? That's it. Grayson Allen tripping continues.
Poor judgment. Come on, kid. Get your head on right, man.
Most hated. Yeah, he's gonna end up being the most hated. He keeps on he'll be the most hated player ever in college. But and that's worse than Leitner. I actually like Leitner, but Brian Davis, maybe. Mike Glennon can make $13 to $15 million next year.
From who?
He's going to.
From who?
New York. Dude, Mike Glennon is going to get a big contract. He's the big free agent this year.
Have you seen that Kevin Hart What Now movie? When he's talking about the really, really look. Mike Glennon, $13 million. Really? I don't think so.
He's going to. He's going. Who's the quarterback's coming out? In the draft, there's not really.
You got to find out what you got in Bryce Petty. You got to find out what you got in Mike Zackenberger.
Hey, NC State, go ahead. Go ahead, you Wolfpack. Go ahead.
Get paid. Get paid. If they're going to pay you, go get paid.
He's going to be this year's Osweiler. But he's a lot better than Osweiler.
You think?
Oh, no, he is. Dude, he had 1 year in Tampa. 1 year. And then he was taken out. It was mixed between him and Josh McCown because they wouldn't stick with him the whole year. So I think if he goes the right place, if he goes to New York, I think he'll be fine.
He better take that backup deal and stay down there in Tampa and chill.
Nah, he ain't staying in Tampa. He's not a backup, man. He should be a starter.
He's not a starter. He is not a starter. Let's stop that.
Tell me a place that he wouldn't start. I mean, is there not a place he would start right now? I can name at least three. Buffalo. He was starting Buffalo over the guys they got there. Cleveland, Jets, San Francisco, that's four. You don't tell me those four teams have better quarterback situations?
No, but, I mean.
I would take my chance with Mike Glennon for a year or two.
But for $13 million a season? Can I give
Kirk Cousins getting 25?
Kirk Cousins was winning games. He made the playoffs last year. He almost
dude,
made it
he
this
stinks.
Year.
Every time he plays a good team, he folds.
Well, that's beside the point. Mike Glennon ain't even won any games.
He had a bad team too. I'm telling you, watch him. Did you get yours? Mike Glenn. Long net bottle, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I said from who? Because you said he's going to get 13 to mid 15. I want to know from who. Can Jets. I be your agent if you get that?
Cleveland Browns, man. All right. He'll go back up there with Josh McCown, him and McCown in Cleveland. NFL Hall of Fame game moved to Thursday before the Saturday induction ceremony.
Good move. We saw what happened last year. Field wasn't ready. They didn't play the game. Get the field ready this year. Ready field. Field ready. I don't know. If it's earlier, they definitely won't get the field ready. So, no games.
Have a game. Zeke says Lions defense tackle Sean Robinson was being dirty the whole game.
He probably was. They don't like Zeke. Zeke, you know, comes with that keep feed me and he did a little first down thing. And they don't like that stuff. He's trying to be like Cam Newton. So they,
oh,
they,
Lord.
They're going to get no, after this no, kid. No.
He's been Zeke.
And then they get a 15-yard penalty for him getting slammed when he was just trying to stop him from
are
running
you serious?
The ball. Okay. The whistle hadn't even blown
okay,
yet.
Okay, hold on a second. So you think it was a clean play?
Yes, the whistle hadn't even blown yet.
Listen, I wouldn't have been mad. I wasn't mad that they – I wouldn't have been mad if they didn't throw a flag. But – I see why the ref did. The guy picked him up and slammed him. No, he picked him up.
He bellied
the
back suplexed
right.
this dude.
It wasn't like he fell down or anything else. He legally picked him up and slammed him back.
That's how strong that kid is.
Why is that? Why? Zeke but no one's kid. No one's saying anything about that, though. He physically picked him up. I mean, I would have been fine with no
I thought he was making the tackle, man. And you got to stop Zeke Elliott because he's still pushing right. forward.
Well, no, his legs wasn't moving when you picked him up.
That's how you stop his legs from moving. Yeah. You pick him up.
Bills benched Tyrod Taylor and started Manuel to avoid the $30.5 million due to Taylor in case he got injured.
Smart move.
Yeah, smart.
Smart move. He's not your future.
Ron Rivera points to missed opportunities and close losses for teams down success.
One factor. One factor of many.
Coaching mistakes. Isn't that coaching mistakes?
Yeah.
Close losses are usually blamed on the coach.
Pretty
That's
much.
That's usually.
Because those close losses are from decisions that were made by the coaching staff.
Right. But I hear him say, I made a lot of mistakes. Panthers on the 8th pick in the draft.
Dalvin Cook, Cookie Monster, Florida State. Call his name. Get him up here.
Mitch Trubisky. No, I'm just kidding.
You can reunite him and Trey Boston.
Yeah. Get Trey Cam, get Mitch. Lane Kiffin wonder if he always was there after we watching football semifinal.
Boo hoo.
Get real. Chip Kelly wanted to draft Dak Prescott, but GM Trent Baalke chose not to. One of the final straws for him.
Wouldn't have mattered. Dak would have got destroyed if he would have been playing for that 49er team.
Not so fast. I really think if he went to San Francisco, there was a chance he would have actually done something. Maybe. Maybe. They have a bad team. He wouldn't have the season he had this year. But I think he could have been a guy you could have built around him for the future.
They would have won maybe 3 games instead of 2?
They would have won 5. At least 5 games this year. Dude, come on. I'm serious. If you had Carlos Hyde and Dak Prescott and you build around that team, I think you could do some damage. Stop doing the whole Cowboys offensive line thing.
I would say
that's the end of the show.
Bon voyage.
Hey, hey. You got any?
The Carolina Panthers season, miserable season that it was. See y'all next season. Bernard Hopkins knocked out of the ring a couple weekends ago. 52-year-old Bernard Hopkins, who said he was going to retire when he turned 49, when he turned 50. You got to retire this time, Bernard. Nobody wants to see someone's grandfather get knocked out the ring the way you got knocked out the ring, sir. You got executed. No more executioner. And to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, as always, sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters. Catch us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, BSS website, webpage. Follow us on Twitter.
BSS Carolinas. And don't forget, every Monday we do a Rule of Three breakdown edition with Two Legit.
And I promise you, Big Shot is going to be better at being here on Monday for you guys.
There you go. I've got a couple. J.R. Smith is out.
Ouch.
12 to 14 weeks after surgery on his thumb. Red Wings goalie Jimmy Howard out 4 to 6 weeks. Cam Newton the other day rushed for 0 yards on Monday Night Football, the first time in his career.
Ouch.
Kerry Fisher, of course. Former special team coach of the Panthers, Bruce DeHaven, died at age 68 after a battle with prostate cancer. He stepped down in August. Much prayers and thoughts with those with him and his family. Rex and Rob Ryan, of course, all the coaches fired the past week. I thought Monday was going to be a big firing day. There was no big firing day.
They already got rid of everybody. Yeah. They got rid of them before the season
ended. There's still supposed to be – the biggest one, of course, was Gary Kubiak in Denver stepping down for health.
Which I mean, I get. But he was brought in to do one thing, win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did that for now. So
well, I think he's going to try to be there another 20 years.
I'm still waiting for Indianapolis, and I'm still waiting for Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Indy would be interesting. Where else did I hear? Cincinnati there. Minnesota said they will be back. John Fox said he's coming back. Sean Payton. New Orleans, watch out for that one. If he goes to L.A., and I will say this again because I said Monday, if Sean Payton goes to L.A., watch out. I'm telling you, Jared Goff, you compare the Saints wide receivers to the Rams wide receivers, what's missing? It's about the same.
Except for guys that can actually run routes.
Saints never had anybody that can run routes. Marcus Colston was the best receiver they ever had.
Shoot, Joe Horn was pretty good when he was there.
Hey, that was before this got started.
I know.
I'm talking about since Sean Payton's been there. Era. Right? Yeah. I'm just saying the wide receivers are not that much better in L.A. than in New Orleans. Now, the quarterback's a lot better. But if you get Sean Payton, maybe with Jared Goff, yeah, maybe help him.
Give him a little time. Yeah. Help groom him, maybe.
But, yeah, you never know. No, I don't see Tennessee ain't losing nobody. Houston. That's the other one. Watch out for Bill O'Brien in Houston.
We'll
because
see
if
what,
they lose early,
if they lose
get beat
to
bad,
Oakland.
If they get beat bad like they did last year, I think he's gone.
I mean, he's a good coach too, man.
Yeah, I can see him going to Denver or going back to New England. I can see him going to Denver or Jacksonville. He'll get another chance though.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Marvin, and of course Todd's coming back in New York, so the only other one I got, Steve Smith. Let's give you Doug Martin suspended 4 games for failing drug tests, and then Steve Smith retired from the NFL this week.
Agent 8-9,
ice
baby.
Up. You know, I'm waiting for you to sign your 1 day contract with the Panthers and retire.
I don't know if he signs it this year. I don't even know if he signs it in the next 5 years.
You
man.
Don't think so? Because of Gettleman and Cam, dude. I don't care. You got. I think he signs it this year.
He's got to. He's got to get right with himself to come to terms with that, because we know how Steve Smith is. Come on now.
Yes, all eyes on him.
All right.
All right, you got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And have a great weekend. Watch the NFL, everything else. Tweet us during the game.
Drink a lot from me, man.
Absolutely. And catch us next week. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.